from less coal. So tomorrow, call the nearest Blue Coal dealer and ask him to schedule your deliveries so that your bin is always well filled with Blue Coal. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Comic Strip Killer. Weeks ago, at a busy midtown intersection, a well-dressed middle-aged man starts uncertainly across the street against the red light.
Hey, mister, look out! You're gonna get hit! Oh, he got it! Yeah. Lucky the driver just grazed him, though. Hey, mister, you all right?
All right.
Poor guy must have fainted. Holy smokes, this guy's dead!
Yeah.
A week later, as the usual crowds pour down the steps of the public library at closing hour, an elderly woman starts down, then suddenly plunges forward headlong and comes to rest in a twisted heap at the bottom step.
Too bad. Her heel must have caught in the steps. Yeah, took a nasty fall. You all right, madam? Madam? Well, she's dead.
And just 24 hours ago in the police commissioner's office.
And this is the third one, Cranston. That body I just showed you in the morgue was the third victim in 3 weeks. Felt in the stands during Saturday's football game. 1, 2, 3 cases. Just like that.
Well, accidents do happen, Commissioner. Sometimes 3 in a row.
But these were not accidents, Lamont.
What?
No, Margot. Those people didn't die from being hit by taxis or tripping on the stairs or falling from football stands.
No, then how?
They were poisoned.
Poisoned?
When the poison took hold, they collapsed, and it just appeared they were killed accidentally.
Are you positive, Commissioner?
Of course I'm positive, Cranston. Just got the medical examiner's report in the third autopsy. And all three died from the same type of poison.
Could they all three have been suicides, Commissioner?
I hardly think so, Margot. People don't usually take poison and then wander around the streets or go shopping.
Were there any marks on the bodies? Any indication of how the poison was taken?
Well, that's the really baffling part of it. There were no marks at all, none. The medical examiner's going out of his mind, along with me.
I see what you mean. If this killer isn't picked up in a hurry, you'll have a lot of jittery citizens on your hands.
You're telling me.
All three murders took place in busy public places. It's obvious the killer likes to circulate best in a crowd where he can get lost fast.
You haven't any theories, have you, Cranston?
I might have, but I think it would sound a little ridiculous right now. Later, maybe. Well, come on, Margot. You and I have a little research to do.
This is our day to be mysterious, Commissioner.
Play along with him, Margot. Even a Cranston theory is better than none. I'll telephone you just as soon as something new turns up. And let's hope it's not another victim.
Good luck, Commissioner.
Thanks, Lamont. I can sure use some. See you later, Margot.
Goodbye, Commissioner. Well, Lamont?
Do you like morgues, Margot?
Oh, they give me the creeps. Why?
And how about newspaper morgues?
Oh, well, they're different. What would we be going to a newspaper morgue for?
Well, we might be going to read up on old comic strips, Margot.
Oh, Lamont, be serious.
I am.
Well, this doesn't have something to do with that theory you said you couldn't tell Commissioner Weston about.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder you thought it was too ridiculous to mention to the commissioner.
It might not be as ridiculous as you think, Margot. Depends a lot on which comic strip you read. I fill this needle and send the next victim on a one-way trip to Never Never Land.
For heaven's sake, Lamont, what are you mumbling about?
Oh, sorry, darling.
You've been poring over those old comic strips for the last 15 minutes. Don't you think it's about time you told me why this sudden interest in the funny papers?
I've been arranging these comic strips so they fall in sequence for the past month. Yeah, look here.
This is Jack Prescott's detective story strip.
Yes, featuring his latest weird character, this time an elusive and deadly gentleman known as Hypo.
Listen to this caption. Hypo, a new type of killer who's traded the old-fashioned automatic for the modern hypodermic needle. Ooh, horrible.
Horrible and fascinating to 2 million readers, 4 million on Sunday.
It looks like an emaciated version of Boris Karloff. Tall, thin, dresses all in gray, so...